We're connecting about the story of that. And if you've seen the video, it's kind of hard to find the video. You can search for it on YouTube if you haven't had a chance to see it, because you really should take a look. Casey Haynes, he's become an internet sensation because he fought back against a bully. And I lost a friend yesterday on Facebook because I felt sorry for the bully and thought, well, he deserved what the little boy got for punching this kid in the face and for taunting him every day and for punching him more than once. Look, too bad. Don't bully people. You know, don't physically hurt somebody. Don't physically touch somebody if you don't want to be touched back. Well, my friend got very upset with me and unfriended me. And I'm shocked that she did, because we've known each other for, I'm actually hurt. But I mean, look, if that's what kind of a friendship we had, then oh well. I mean, so it's okay for her to share her opinion, but I can't share mine. I guess I really don't want a friend like that anyway. But she got so upset with me because she said I was justifying a kid body slamming another kid and that he could have killed this kid. And as a result, the kid who fought back should actually be punished worse than the bullying kid. And I just didn't buy that. What do you think about this, Nancy?
Hi, I'm a little torn between this. For one thing, they're kids, and they don't think, kids just don't think like adults. That's
right.
Clear as to it.
Yeah.
But the person who has more power to do more damage has a responsibility to show some restraint. I mean, sure, he has to fight back, but I think a good shove, a punch, something would have sufficed instead of a body slam.
Okay.
Now, I think of this, when we see domestic violence situations, sometimes the wife will throw the first slap, but the man has the power to do more damage. And if he retaliates by beating to a pulp, so
right,
she has to go to the emergency room, that's not defense, that's retaliation.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
I just think that the person who has the power to do more damage has a responsibility to show some restraint in retaliation.
Yeah. And going back to your initial point that we're dealing with kids here, and I think that maybe the bigger boy didn't know, because that maybe he didn't know that he had the ability to retaliate to that extent. Because
it's possible.
Because he's never fought back, and his parents don't condone violence, and that was the first time he'd ever done something. So maybe he knows now what he can do.
Kids are kids. They don't think like adults. And
right,
like you said, he probably just didn't know what would happen as a consequence of body slamming this kid.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I like what you're saying, because I think you're saying to a degree what my ex-friend was saying. But you're saying it in a nice way. Do you hate me because I have a differing view? Would you continue
right
to talk with me, Nancy, even after this day, because we just kind of have a different view?
Sure, I could talk with you. I can talk with people of differing political views as long as we do it calmly and talk rationally.
That's what I think, too. I mean, I think that's what makes the world go round, having differing opinions. And a lot of times, that's how we come to solutions to problems.
Right. There aren't any sacred cows that you have to get just all excited and angry about.
Yeah. Nancy, you're beautiful. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you connecting. We hope to hear from you again.
Thank you. I'm a regular listener.
Good.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, this is about my third time.
Awesome.
Nice. Wonderful.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Nancy. Lisa, what do you think about this?
I am in 100th agreeance with you because of the fact that when you are backed in a corner like that, you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what you're going to do to protect yourself. And I do not blame that boy for doing this.
Mm.
I do not blame him. When you are backed in a corner like that, which has happened, I have known somebody, you do not know what you're going to do. And in this world, you got to do what you got to do to protect yourself no matter what.
I agree. And I just could not understand. She was so furious with me because I was taking the side of this boy. But I mean, there were other kids standing around that probably would have punched him as well.
Exactly. And not a one of them stepped in to help him.
No.
So he'd done what he had to do. And, you know, when you're put in a corner like that, you are fearful for your life, and you should do whatever you got to do to protect yourself. So for those parents mm-hmm. and the people that do not agree, mm-hmm. put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
Put yourself in that position and let someone do that to you and see what your brain starts to do and what you're going to do to protect yourself.
Exactly. I agree. Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for
you're
connecting.
You're very welcome.
Hi, Brian. What's your thought on this?
You still got a big friend in me. If I could friend you more than once, I'd friend you 10 times just for your stance on this one alone.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You should check out my page, Brian, and see. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And not only she not only went after me, but she went after anybody, any of my friends who had some sympathy for this boy who'd been bullied every day.
Well, I think she's completely mistaken. She's probably feeling ganged up on because nobody that I know of would agree with her. And I think if the parents of the smaller kid are looking to sue the bigger kid, they should turn around and sue the littler kid for the emotional damage that he's caused upon their son.
Yeah, I mean, as a parent, if I, you know, because when you look at that video, if I were the parents of that little boy, first of all, I would give him a big smack on the butt
mm-hmm.
and I would ground him, and I would be so disappointed in him mm-hmm. and his behavior. And the last thing I would do is try to sue the other parents. I would just, you know, this is a lesson learned. You know?
It goes to show that, you know, if the parents are bullies, the kids will be bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the parents are just showing where their kid gets it from.
Well, yeah.
What a little punk.
I know. And
right.
You've seen the video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he got every little bit of what he deserved. I mean, going on the fact that he's been torturing that kid for years, probably, he deserved it. And I think even the other kids, the ones that were recording the video,
mm-hmm.
the ones that were in the background taunting, they all deserved suspension
mm-hmm.
for just being a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But my friend, she said that the body slam was not self-defense. Anyone suggesting it was is in denial and being overtaken by the bully bandwagon. The bigger kid should get punished more because he slammed the kid onto the cement pavement. Sorry, but that action is not eye for an eye. A punch, fine, but he went too far for the wrong reasons. It was not self-defense.
Yeah, but who's to say that the bullying kids were going to stop at just punches?
Yeah.
I mean, this kid kept going at him. He hit him once, and he hit him twice, and he hit him a third time.
Yeah.
So, and the kid kept telling him to stop.
Yeah.
Where does it become a matter of self-defense? If I got somebody breaking in my house, and I don't know what they're coming at me with or what they're going to get me with, I'm going to shoot them. If I kill them, you know, I'm sorry, you shouldn't be breaking into my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's consequences for your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you can't deal with the consequences, don't do the action.
Yeah. Amen, Brian. Thank you so much. I'll friend you 10 times, too.
All right.
Take care. What do you think about this? I mean, do you think that the bigger boy who had been bullied, do you think that he should be punished more? Do you think that it wasn't self-defense, that he went overboard? 359 call 217-359-2255. We're Connect FM. It's 1:33. I'm Mary Lynn.
Diane Ducey here.
Talking about that bullied boy situation that's out there on video. The bullied boy takes one punch too many and then body slams the little guy
mm-hmm.
who's been punching him. And I lost a friend over that because she thought I was condoning violent behavior. I wasn't condoning it. I just could sympathize with the kid who was being bullied.
Right.
What are your thoughts? 359 call 217-359-2255. Hi, Sheena.
Hey, I started dialing right as you said, boy, she was kind of bullying me.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking to myself, oh my God, that woman is a big old bully.
And you should see some of the things that she said to some of my friends
mm-hmm.
who just were simply stating.
She's a freaky bully too. That's no good.
Yeah. Yeah. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I think I've always kind of known that, but I'd never really felt the wrath.
Oh, how
yesterday.
Nice of her to show you, though.
Yes, I guess so.
I used to work in a psych facility for young adults, children,
okay.
and you see this kind of a dynamic around a bully. Someone will fight back one time and others will see that, and you'll watch the bullying behavior diminish. Now, I don't, I'm not a hitter. I don't, I have four children. I don't hit my children. I don't condone hitting.
Mm-hmm.
None of that. But when you watch a bully, you know, get lit up one time and it stops, you're like, oh my goodness.
Mm.
That's the wild kingdom right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the animal source. If you are a bully, chances are you're watching either a parent or somebody else at home bullying someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And you've never gotten to witness the person being bullied fight back. And then when it happens to you, you're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're children, that's a gift. That kid gave that other kid a gift.
Mm-hmm.
He threw him to the ground. He messed him up a little bit, but he didn't kill him. He didn't come to school with a gun. He didn't do any of those other things. And if that boy continues to bully people, that's what's going to happen to him.
Yeah.
Poetic justice.
Yeah.
And you and I don't agree a whole lot sometimes when we talk and we have nice debate. But whenever I hear you talk, I have total respect for your opinion. And I agree with you on this one, and I respect it.
Well, thank you, Sheena. And the same here for you. I mean, I like to have opinion, but I like to hear other people's opinion. And I don't think there's anything wrong with disagreeing.
No, because when I listen to you guys going to and from clients' houses, I'll listen to things you say, and I make assumptions about maybe what your political leanings are and all that. But then I go beyond that and say, okay, they're making me see something from a perspective I might not have thought of, and sometimes it doesn't change my mind, but it
mm-hmm.
gives me at least insight into what somebody else's opinion is.
Yeah.
And that's what adults do.
Yeah.
Bullies and
you.
Children do the other.
Exactly. Thank you, Sheena. Appreciate
uh-huh.
it.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I caught your conversation a little late, and I was just wanted to know where the parental supervision's at. And if that's the case, would an eye for an eye, would you still have the same debate?
If it really was just eye for an eye, so if it was punch for a punch instead of the body slam?
You'd still have the same debate, just because of the fact of the size and the
right.
of each other.
Yeah, well, then I guess you could say, oh, well, that boy was bigger, and he shouldn't have punched that little guy. But the little,
exactly.
But the little guy was punching him. And
exactly.
and he took it. He took it over and over and over again.
Where's the teachers and all the security staff? Because yeah. usually at most high schools you have like high star security,
mm-hmm.
teachers, guidance counselor. Why wasn't they involved?
I agree. Especially if he was dealing with this every day. I just cannot believe that nobody noticed what was going on. Sometimes I think teachers do kind of turn away and let kids solve these problems themselves.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
But thank you. This is my second time calling you.
Awesome. Well, call anytime, Tom. We love hearing from
right.
you.
Right.
All right. Bye.
Hey, Walter. How are you?
Good. How are you guys today?
Good. Awesome. What do you think?
Well, first thing I got to say is bravo, young man, for fighting back. If the kid got hurt, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are not raised anymore to accept the consequences of their actions.
Mm.
This lady that is befriended, is that the term? I'm not on Facebook. She's probably the kind of lady that doesn't discipline her own kids. I mean, just
yeah.
think about how many kids aren't even disciplined anymore, you know?
I hear you. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there are consequences for bad behavior. If you hadn't been punching the boy, nothing would have happened to him.
Right, I mean, the way I was raised, you know, if I ever got in a fight in school, as long as I didn't start it, I didn't get in trouble. You know, I was never picked on. I didn't pick on any kids. I actually, in school, got in a fight with one of my friends for picking on another kid, you know, and I didn't get in trouble for it. I mean, that's just the way I was raised. So, like I said, bravo, young man. Keep it up.
All right. Hey, thanks, Walter. We appreciate you connecting.
Thank you.
359-CALL, 217-359-2255. And I guess the thing that, you know, not just a defriend from Facebook,
mm-hmm.
just end friendship completely.
Right.
So I guess it wasn't a true friendship after all.
Maybe not.
I guess I misinterpreted what it was.
Okay.
But man.
Well, you'd be all right.
I don't know. I never.
You still have friends.
I never
so
make people mad like
I
that.
I know. It is troubling.
I always work hard not to make people
right.
angry.
And this has happened in my life before, too, where I just couldn't believe it when, you know, they went totally overboard and, you know, everything just kind of blew up. And then all of a sudden I'm ignored by them or whatever. But,
yeah.
You know, I guess it's just age. I'm just moving on.
Well, that's the thing, too. And I think you say that very well. I think that you hit a certain age in life for some people, because we're about the same age. For some people, you don't have any more drama. Mm-hmm. You don't have relationships with people where there's all this drama.
Yeah.
Because that just zaps your energy.
Oh, boy.
Life, you know what? Life is precious.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And honestly, I don't need to associate with somebody who doesn't understand that, too.
Right.
Pretty much. Bottom line.
Yeah.
All right. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.